The common law emerges from the judgments of the court. A case comes before the court and the judge attempts to discover the solution to it. And the purpose of the court is not to invent the law, but to discover that law, to discover what it is that people already in their hearts obey.
So do you think that this is part of the explanation of why Britain is a, sorry, England, is an orderly society?
I think this conception of the law has been fundamental to the English idea of civil order, that the law is not something imposed from outside, it's something that that is there in the feelings of the people, and that is what has made our society traditionally a kind of model of what a law-abiding society is.
There's a notion in your book that England was an enchanted land.
Yes.
Now, could you explain what this enchantment is and also why it's important?
My country, as I was brought up to see it, came under two descriptions. It was both Britain and England. It was Britain when we thought of the arrangement that we'd inherited from the 17th and 18th centuries. It was England when we thought about what we really loved. That thing that we really loved was the thing that had been the topic of wartime propaganda. It had been celebrated in the films of Ealing Studios and, of course, in the music of people like Vaughan Williams and in the poetry of, say, Edward Thomas and even people like Eliot and W.H. Auden. All of these people had had a shared idea of England as an enchanted place, and that we owed to it some kind of recognition and obedience for that very reason. And it wasn't difficult to fulfil that obligation because there it was, this beautiful thing.
As this allegiance to the law, the kind you're talking about, has eroded, Britain hasn't actually become a hotbed of chaos and civil disobedience. So is your view that the almost the organic connection to the law that kept English people orderly is now being replaced by the more top-down, fear of the consequences, state control? So what was a kind of voluntary, allegiance to the law is now being replaced by the more, continental European, let's say, heavy hand of the state. That's what keeps us civil now, or orderly at least.
Well, I would say that one should remember that riots, that is the normal condition of human beings. What needs explaining is why they don't occur, not why they do occur. And they don't occur in England on the whole. And I would say, yes, that one explanation of this is that we had this conception of the law as our law, inherent in our daily dealings with each other. To some extent, this is being replaced by that other, more Napoleonic conception of the law as being created by an elite and imposed upon us from on high. This has become particularly evident to people since joining the European Union, which is construed entirely on the Napoleonic model, that law is made by an elite and is imposed in a massive collection of edicts which we are all supposed to obey.